Of course, since then, things have developed considerably. The European Community, or European Union, as it's now known, has more than four times as many countries in it as it did in the beginning. Britain has been a member since 1973. But although we have participated at every stage, and we very much participated in the move from the Common Market, Customs Union, Economic Community to the union that we now have, nonetheless, there was always a tendency to be looking over our shoulder, to be looking backwards, perhaps to be concerned that maybe it wasn't for us. But there are interesting stories. The most significant treaty after the original treaties of Rome, which took Britain into the economic community, was the Single European Act, a very small document which looked forward to the time when Europe would have a common foreign policy and a common economic policy, and indeed even a common money. The Prime Minister at the time when we signed this was Margaret Thatcher, known subsequently for her significant anti-Europeanism, known for saying, in famous words, no, 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 known for demanding that Britain got a rebate back on the excessive budgetary contribution we were actually making. It's interesting that she was the person, the Prime Minister, who signed that document, and that led on to the Maastricht Treaty, which brought about European Union. The Labour Party, during the 1980s, was coming back from a very period of strong anti-Europeanism and strong rejection. One of the reasons for this was that Labour was in opposition. As Thatcher moved to be more and more critical of Europe, so the Labour Party moved to a more favourable position. I think that one of the reasons for this was that during those years, Labour's political strength actually lay in local government. And the European Community was a considerable source of funding for local and regional projects. And there were occasions when the localities and the regions in Britain, usually at that time under Labour leadership, could go to Brussels for economic support for projects that the British government was much more dubious about.